In this episode of Bear Podcast,
men who are unhappy with their penis size,
Asian profiles versus white profiles,
Ebola in Texas,
Windows 10 coming next year,
Virgin is not friendly to masturbators.
Yes, and all this and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast, 537.
You bears.
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get some scrub there fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white, last
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Welcome to episode 537. It's September 30.
Hey, end of the month.
Tuesday, yes.
End of the month.
Yes, it's...
You know what that means, right?
What does that mean?
Halloween's only 31 days away.
That's right.
And are you going to dress up?
No, we usually don't dress up because... The last time I did dress up was a zombie at Voodoo Fest. I always go to Voodoo Fest whenever it's Halloween. Yeah. I'm always in New Orleans.
I was supposed to be going to that, would you?
But yeah.
Fans changed
again.
But I don't mind it because there's not that many people on the lineup that I want to see this year.
Oh, that's right. I'm excited this year because what? Slayer's going to play. Yes. Slayer.
Okay. Now.
You don't like Slayer? No.
I mean, there was only like three artists that I thought I'd probably want to see, and I figured they'd all be playing at the same time with my luck.
Oh, no. Well, they could, yeah, you're right. It's possible that they'd be playing at the same time. Are they big artists?
Well, one of them was the Goo Goo Dolls. Who was that? No, it wasn't Goo Goo Dolls. It was...
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Yes, we're going to watch
Foo them. Fighters.
That's Sunday night.
And then there's the DJ, whatever his name was. And then
Dead Mouse?
No.
No?
I can't remember. It's been so long since I looked at the lineup, but I was like...
Yeah. I know Friday night Slayer is going to play, so I'm going to be there. I'm going to watch them headbang and everything and see. Because one of the guitar players, his name is Kerry King. He's a hot bear. He's a bit like a daddy bear right now or something. Big muscle bear. He used to have long hair, but now he's got, you know, shaved head and long goatee, very hairy arms and everything. Although he can't tell the arms because he's got these spikes on his arms. You know, these death metal bands, they wear leather or spikes or whatever on their necks.
I thought that was BDSM.
Almost like BDSM, actually.
That should be the name of our band, BDSM.
BDSM.
We'll beat you until you like us.
Anyway, so let's do some weekend updates, Ray. What's up with you? You went to Austin.
I went to Austin. I had to go to meet a client up there Friday, so I stayed up there Friday night, and Robbie went with me, and we hung out. And didn't get to go to bear tubing, so that was all going on while we were up there. But
yeah, everybody went to bear tubing. There's no one in Houston this last weekend.
Yeah, so... They're all in Austin. That's why.
They're all in Austin. They're all.
And we were in Austin too. We didn't go out and see anybody. We were kind of homebodies. We were both tired.
You could have just gone to the bars. To where the pool party was.
Well, we started to go to the Iron Bear because I figured a bunch of people would be out, maybe run into Kendall and stuff. But we went out and had dinner Friday night, and then we came back and we're just kind of tired. We're old.
Mike and I are the same thing. We would when he would be here, we just. When we go out and we come back around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, we'll just stay in.
Yeah.
Just don't go to the bars.
But we did get up the next day and took a little hike at Hamilton Pools, which Robbie wanted to go to, which is a nice area out in Travis County. It's a Travis County park, and it's like a limestone dome that collapsed and it filled up with water. And you can go swimming there if they have a lot of rain, but they haven't had much rain, so the bacteria levels were high and you couldn't swim at that time. So, but it was a beautiful area to go hike down to and walk around because you can walk all the way around the thing. Mm. And it's like caves, like, kind of like an enclosed swimming area. And there's a couple other trails, but they were closed too. I guess there's a bunch of stuff going on. So,
interesting. I've never been there. There's a lot of things in Austin I haven't been. Yeah. There's just so many. Oh, usually we go there during May just for softball. But other than that, we're just too busy.
Well, I think Austin would be a cool place to live. I can find me a couple acres outside of northwest Austin somewhere, get a little farm, and then drive in. So
isn't Patrick and Jerry, is it like that right now? No. They're almost in Austin.
No, they're in Waller.
They're in Waller. Oh, my God. I can't believe them living out there with all this farmland and eggs. But I appreciate them giving me eggs.
When they give you eggs?
When Jerry's birthday.
Oh, Jerry's birthday. That's right.
Jerry's birthday, and then we went shopping a bit. And yeah, you weren't there. But we went to Costco and everything. And then before we left, he gave me a dozen eggs. I have they're brown eggs, fresh from the chickens themselves. So they're, you know, they're.
Did you eat them all?
I haven't. I'm not yet done. But why? Am I supposed to be scared about something?
No.
Are they hormone enhanced?
No.
You know, you're scaring me.
No, so, just
yeah. Anyway, so that's yeah. Well, what did we do last weekend? Mike and I just went watch football at a new place. We haven't been there before. It's on White Oak and Houston Avenue. I don't know if you're familiar with that area. Anyway, so it's near the Heights. So Mike and I just went there. I didn't stay long because I wanted to. We had to go to a birthday party for our friend Scott. So happy birthday, Scott!
Birthday, Scott!
Secondhand Bear on Facebook. So we hung out with him, you know. Just
but is that his real name? I mean, can he go by that on Facebook anymore?
He said it's like an Indian name, like an Indian name. You know, like Dances with Wolves, Secondhand Bear, Flying Eagle.
Two horses fucking.
Dogs screwing, yeah. That's pretty much their name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I we celebrated his birthday, and then we just sang a song and ate cake. Had a margarita. First, we ate that spaghetti western.
Oh, nice.
Spaghetti western. It's,
which one, the new one or the old one?
There's a new one?
They got two now. They got two locations.
The only place we went to is the one on Shepherd.
Okay, there's another location now somewhere. I think it's in the Heights.
So why is it the spaghetti western, Ray?
Well, that's based on spaghetti western movies. So, back that they used to do back in the 50s and 60s.
Okay, so yeah, they have posters all over there with Lee Van Cleef, and
that's a real nice article on spaghetti westerns. Go Google it and look on Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's a very nice place, and surprisingly, they had very good margaritas. It's pretty strong than usual, and wow.
Well, there's a lot of gays that go to that one, so the drinks had to be strong.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's gay approved.
It's gay approved.
Gay approved spaghetti western.
Spaghetti western.
Mm-hmm.
Yippee-yay-yo, yippee-yay. Hey.
So, actually, what I've been busy of last weekend also, when Mike left, I just worked on translating Where the Bears Are, season 3, and I finished all of them today, actually. Last night, I finished all the episodes. There's one more Halloween special that I have to do. But yeah, I translated all of them to Filipino. And I'm excited. It's really good towards the end. If you guys are watching Where the Bears Are, season 3, you better watch it. It's pretty cool, especially episode 17. Oh my God, Tim Hooper, the one who played the captain.
I want to see Ian.
Oh, Ian. Oh yeah, Ian. He's always naked there. Well, almost
naked. He's always
naked.
Running around half naked. Yes.
Yeah. But then Tim Hooper.
Remember we had him on. He was the Wolf Water Bear.
Yeah, we did. We didn't know.
Like when Growler first came out, he was like one of the first couple Wolf Water Bears off of there.
No, even before we had him as a feature bear in Wolf Water Bear on Bear Podcast. But even before Growler was out. I think so. It's been a long.
I don't know. I was looking through my phone and I found the pictures where he'd sent them to me for the show.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, you mean you were in contact with Ian Parks before?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had him as a Wolf Water Bear, and it was off a Growler.
It was off of Growler.
Was it the Growler or Scarify? I can't remember. But probably I think it was Growler. I think it was Growler. So.
Wow, it's a long time. But anyway, Ian Parks there, pretty hot. And I was saying, Tim Hooper, the one who played the Captain Frank Coley, he's a you know, big bubble bear with a very heavy East Texas accent. And very, very, he used to be a fire chief in East Texas. And he's now an actor. Wow, what a big jump. So, yeah, he's a big woofy bear. He's shirtless there and getting, you know, well, I won't give details, but watch out for episode 17. It's really hot. Anyway. Okay. So, that's pretty much what I did translating. So, actually, kudos to Joe Deal, Rick Kopp, and Ben Zook. You guys are doing a great job. Also, Ian Parks. for doing a great job for where the Bears are. Do you think it's going to be their last one? It's really a trilogy. It's already a season three.
I mean, as long as there's enough interest and they got money to do it, I don't see why they would stop.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is making money, and if you ain't making money at it, then...
Well, what they did was a Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. They did a Kickstarter, or was it the Indiegogo? I think it was a Kickstarter. And they released... raised $150,000.
Yeah, so, I mean, people weren't willing to pay for it and go for it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And support them.
So. Good for them, yeah. All right, so...
I think they need to work out a deal with Netflix, though. That way they can get a better production budget.
Oh, you're right.
Where the Bears are on Netflix.
So Netflix presents Where the Bears
are. You know, Netflix is doing all these supposedly new shows that they produce and all this kind of stuff. So they could be like, instead of Orange is the New Black, it could be like Bears are the New Wear.
Remember before, I had an episode of the show called, I titled one of our episodes, Unshaven is the New Bear. Remember? But anyway.
If you have body hair, you're a bear now.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Yeah. You don't shave, you're a bear now.
It's all those hipsters. Okay.
Okay, let's move on to your article. What is
our topic tonight? So our Maynard, topic. Are you unhappy with your penis?
I am pretty happy with my penis.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm pretty happy. Positive. I could use probably a few more girth or inches. I don't know. How about you, Ray? Are you happy with your penis?
Well, I think overall, yes. But besides losing some weight, I'd like to have maybe a thicker, longer penis.
A thicker, long, an inch longer? What?
Maybe an inch or two longer, a little bit thicker.
Yeah. I should say that mine is party size. Okay? I'm just saying. Just saying. We can have a party. That's all I can say. Anyway, so what are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. I know. I found this article popped up today on Facebook, and I was reading it. I thought it was kind of funny. But I mean, I think a lot of the article is a lot of guys feel, and I know a lot of people feel that they're average and they think they need to be bigger. And I don't think that's the case, because I think you look at all these porns, and there's all these well-hung guys. Well, that's why they're in porn, because they're well-hung.
That's, yeah, right.
I mean, there are still a lot of well-hung guys out there, I guess, better than average, you know, but a lot of them on Craigslist, and those are lies about those inches. So,
you know, also from bear porn, well, come to think of it, in bear porn, there's like, there are 6-incher guys. There are really hung guys. Yeah, I see that. That's why they're in porn.
Yeah.
And it's rare for me to see that they're really not that hung and they would be in porn. But like the chub videos, like some videos that sometimes I watch, they're okay. I mean, some of them are really average or even smaller than average. But then they're having fun and they're pretty hot to look at. So that happens.
So. Anyway, our topic tonight is a lot of men are unhappy with their penis size. So here's what can be done about it. So you can do something about it.
Oh, you can do something about it?
Yes.
Shave. Shave down there so it looks bigger.
Don't shave. Trim.
Trim. Is that one of the...
Okay. No. Are you unhappy with the length or girth of your wiener? You're not alone. A new survey by the UK Observer has found that men today are less content with the size of their dongs than ever before. Roughly 1,000 gentlemen in the UK participated in the survey, which found that just 79% were pleased with the size of their penises.
That's down
from 86%
really?
In 2008. 21% or in 1 in 5 of guys today claimed to be unhappy with the overall size of their packages.
So what's the reason, Ray?
Okay, hang on. So what's the reason for this increased level of dissatisfaction?
I know why.
Researchers blame pornography and the media for nurturing men's body image issues. So we're becoming women.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, for years, all the women had to be stick thin and they're photoshopped and all this stuff to make them look perfect. And reality, women don't normally look like all those supermodels.
Those girls
they're not all bony and skinny and stuff. So and it goes for porn. I mean, usually porn's usually big dick guys fucking each other. Most of them have 8+ inches and just plowing the hell out of some guy's ass.
Okay.
So, and, but I also think it's one of those things is that, and I think it's been an issue since day one with men, that penis size has something to do with power and maturity and, you know, being a man. So if you're not, if you don't consider yourself well endowed, even though you may be, I think it's a mind game that people tell themselves that they're not that good in bed.
But you know, it's not really the length; it's the way you use it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
But anyway, on to this. A problem they say can disproportionately affect guys, though we beg to differ.
Gay guys.
Well, any guy.
Oh, any guy. Affect gay guys.
I'm thinking it's anything. In our estimation, straight dudes seem more concerned about penis size, as indicated in this study that found that heterosexual men frequently size each other up in the locker room.
Really?
Showers and awfully slap their dicks around to make them look bigger. So, now we know why Mike hangs out in the locker room all the time. Right, Mike? So, do you know what can be done about this serious issue?
So, what can you do?
Okay. Well, penoplasty has been a growing trend in England for some time now. Earlier this year, a British man went on the morning news program to talk about his penis enlargement surgery.
Really?
Billy, Tom O'Connor, told an interviewer he wanted an absolute monster, so he paid to have his penis pumped up to the size of a 10-inch hairspray bottle.
Oh, God. And I'm not going to post the pictures.
You're not going to post the pictures?
No, you can't post it.
It's not that big of a deal, but you can post the link to them. So.
I can post it, but I'm going to blur it. So what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? Just put the link on there and say, here's to the non-safe work pics that you can see this penis.
Okay.
And if you see the pictures and you read, and it takes you to another article about it, the guy already had like an almost 8 or 9 inch dick.
He's complaining about an 8 inch dick?
Yes. And he wanted it bigger. So they put it up and you see, and they show a before and after picture of him flaccid. It doesn't look that much bigger. Maybe a little bit longer, but apparently, when it gets hard, it's really thick.
Well, he's just a jerk then. I know. 8 incher and you're complaining?
God. But some of the people you might want to avoid if you're having penis problems is this self-proclaimed penis healer from Gauteng, South Africa. The 31-year-old medicine man was arrested last week during a sting operation. The healer has been accused of stealing money from people after falsely promising to enlarge their genitals with a magical medicine and then not returning their calls when the medicine didn't work.
Uh-huh.
He was arrested.
Good.
So, of course, a guy's best bet is to try to simply accept his God-given size and learn to love himself on the inside. Because that's what it's all about on the inside. What's loving yourself on the inside.
Must love yourself.
But if you're a power bottom, it's about how deep they can get inside you.
Does that really happen? I mean, because both, it's probably the same with men and women. People's asses are deep. Or some are shallow. That happens too, right?
It's just the person. I don't think it has to do with the ass or anything else. I think it's the person that's shallow or deep that you really have to worry about.
Not that kind of shallow deep.
But I will say there are some guys out there, and it's like a broom in a hallway. Broom in a hallway. That's all I'm saying.
God. So. I know some guys who are like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you were talking about avoiding this guy from South Africa.
Yes, he's a medicine man, and he's out there trying to tell people that he can enlarge up penis magically, and bitches believe him.
Yeah.
So.
And they even have a small penis competition. Okay.
Well, that's right. We've talked about the small penis competition up in Brooklyn. You can register for a chance to win $200 for having the world's smallest penis.
Wow.
We talked about that like maybe a month or two ago on the show.
Yeah. It could be a guy like an acorn in a bush situation.
That's right. So, yeah. But anyway, regardless of your penis size, love yourself.
Love yourself. Like, you know, give yourself a BJ, but you can't. Really.
Yeah.
It's too small. You can't reach it. But no, love yourself.
Yeah. But I think that's what it is. I think a lot of it has to do with self-image. And I think guys that have low self-confidence think they might have small penis. Because it's like looking at these muscle guys that go on about how fat they are and, you know, they don't look good and stuff. And it's like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I think it has a lot to do with self-image. And I don't think having a bigger penis is going to change anything. I mean, yes, I think there are people out there that look for big, huge dongs to fill their Volkswagen size hole up with.
Yeah.
But I think most people, if you're in a relationship or they're interested in having sex with you, I don't think they really care.
Yeah. So. And some people do not like big dicks because...
I know. Some people are like, oh no, that big thing ain't coming next to me.
If it doesn't fit my mouth, it's not going to go back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, so let's move on. Remember I was talking about danger. It's almost the end of the world.
Oh, okay.
This is the start of it. This is exactly the start of it. Ebola in Dallas.
Oh.
So, I don't know if you've been reading.
What have those pretentious queens been up to? Yeah. Say?
So, Dallas Hospital diagnoses first patient with Ebola. In Dallas. It's right 200 plus miles from us.
Well, you know, I expect it to happen here in Texas because of the oil industry. And people get travel all over the damn world.
And,
the
you know, industry. Houston Hobby Airport, even Bush Intercontinental is an international airport. And he may have gone, you know, in transit through this. Oh, this is scary. Anyway, so the center, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, has confirmed the first case of Ebola in a critically ill patient diagnosed in a hospital. Officials announced Tuesday. Today, oh my God! So the patient, who has been isolated since his symptoms were recognized, is an unnamed man in intensive care at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. So hospital workers noted his case because of his symptoms and recent travel history. It is not known if he has infected others. See, that's the scary part. Mm-hmm. Although CDC officials say his contacts are being traced. So the man left Liberia September 19th. Mm-hmm. And arrived in the U.S. the next day but had no symptoms when leaving Africa or arriving here, said Thomas Frieden, CDC director. The patient became sick on September 24th. Mm-hmm. And he sought care 2 days later. He was sent home, but returned to a hospital and was admitted on September 28th, last Sunday. Frieden did not reveal the man's nationality, but said he came to the USA to visit relatives. Frieden said that there is no danger or the sort of widespread outbreak seen in West Africa. 103,000 people there have it. So this is the first case of Ebola diagnosed in the U.S., and the first strain of this Ebola diagnosed outside of Africa. Oh, my God. We have a unique one. A unique
Is it unique or is it an African strain?
It's an African strain. It's the first
and
time.
And it was just dormant until he started traveling, and then all of a sudden it kicked in. The conditions hit the right way.
So that's Frieden said. I had no doubt that we will control this case of Ebola so that it does not spread widely in this country. It is certainly possible that someone who has had contact with this patient could develop Ebola, but there is no doubt in my mind that we will stop it here. See, that's the start of it. That's the start of the apocalypse.
I don't think it's the start of the apocalypse.
No, it's not.
But, I mean, as much travel as we do now, people travel around the world. I mean, it's hard not to pick up something and bring it back.
Like me right now.
Yeah.
Like, I came from Manila.
Ain't no telling what you caught in the Philippines.
Anyway, so it's really scary because this guy is just less than 300 miles away from us, and you know he's got Ebola, and he's been traveling, and it takes. What I heard about it is that you can symptoms may not appear after 4 or 5 days or even 21 days even.
Yeah, I mean it might lay dormant in your system. I mean
you could be a carrier or something,
or he could have been on the plane and somebody on the plane had it, and he caught it from somebody on the plane trip,
or he really got it and spread it around there on the plane
trip. So. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what they come up and find out with that. So
I'm scared. This is scary. Anyway, so what do you have here, Ray?
Entertainment. For those of you who are comic book fans, we have yet another comic book TV show you can watch. This one, the first episode of fan-made web-based series released, and it is Nightwing. And if you don't know who Nightwing is, Nightwing is Dick Grayson grown up. After he leaves the
Batcave.
The Batcave, basically.
He left the Batcave.
You know, Batman replaces him with another Robin, and Dick Grayson goes on to do his other thing, which turns into Nightwing, and he joins Teen Titans. Well, this is a fan-based web series, kind of like Where the Bears Are, made by some guys, and the first episode got released this week, and it was actually okay. I mean, for a low-budget made film, it was pretty cool to go watch it.
Okay.
And he'll put the link on the show notes so you can go click on it. But the episode has Deathstroke storming into Boldhaven, and Nightwing tried to track him down. So that's what this story is about, that Deathstroke shows up, kills some people, and then Nightwing has to take him out.
So he's supposed to be an acrobat or something, right?
Yes, Dick Grayson was born into a family of acrobats, and they were they died. I can't remember if they were killed or something. It was just an accident.
I think they died. Oh, they fell or something.
They fell, yeah.
They fell from supposedly an accident. Yeah. I think that's what happened.
So, and Bruce Wayne was there and took him in as a ward. And then...
And all those perverted stories and that
then
people
he was, then
think.
He was molested from then on in the Batcave.
That's why he left the Batcave and went on as Nightwing.
Yeah, so.
I don't know.
But actually, I thought it was good. And the guy playing him kind of looks like a Dick Grayson with the dark hair. And
okay.
So.
Well, we'll check it out. I'll check it out. It's Nightwing.
Yeah. Has anybody seen any of the new fall shows? Have you watched anything new?
No, not yet. I'm still catching up on Doctor Who, actually.
Doctor.
What's wrong with Doctor Who? Doctor is pretty good.
Have you not been watching Gotham?
No. Gay gasp. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Maybe tonight. We'll see.
Okay. So anyway, let us know what y'all think of the new fall lineup. I know we still got The Flash and a couple others coming in.
Looking
so.
Forward to The Flash.
Yeah. So anyway.
On with the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay. I'll take the gay.
Yeah, you have to because I'm hurt. I'm hurt about this article.
Well, this article actually popped up a couple weeks, well, maybe about a month ago now. And we were going to do it on the podcast, but then we did vacation and stuff, so I held it off. But the gay this week is, boy, it feels great to be white.
Ugh.
Who doesn't like being a hot white guy? You're pretty much a Greek god in the gay community, and there really isn't anybody you can't get. You see, there's a totem pole of races in the gay community, with white people at the very top. It sort of goes like this. White, Latino, who are considered honorary whites, mixed, Asian, Black, Indian, etc. The hierarchy is responsible for all kinds of phenomena in the gay world. Take, for example, the fact that Asian white couples often consist of an older white guy with a younger Asian.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop looking at me like that.
Or at the very least, an Asian who's substantially more attractive than his white counterpart. It's never the other way around.
Substantially more attractive.
That's very true. The bias extends to pop culture. When was the last time you saw an Asian Abercrombie model? All the main characters on Queer as Folk were white. Heck, and all the main characters on the latest HBO gay drama Looking were white, even though the show is set in San Francisco, where a third of the gays are Asian. Right?
Exactly.
Of course, that's one of the complaints people had about the show, that there are Black, Asians, and other people there.
And they're all white. Yeah.
And they're all white on the show. And of course, how can we forget about gay porn? And I also wanted to find out for myself what every gay Asian knows. No matter how hot or young you are, you're suffering the inedible Asian discount that is applied when you hit the dating hookup market. What better way than to do on the most shameless, unapologetic, and narcissistic venue, Grindr? So, this is the Asian versus white Grindr experiment. Who's hotter? I whipped out two phones, loaded Grindr, and put two similar-looking jocks to the test. 28, 5'10", 170 pounds, muscular, 8-inch, uncut. What's not to like? Their profiles were exactly the same, except one was Asian and the other was white. I carried around the two phones for a week to different cities, and here's what happened. Raw, uncut data. No pun intended. So being Asian my whole life, I finally know how it feels to be a hot white guy for a week. The white guy comfortably gets one to two times more messages than the Asian. There's no other conclusion than it's great to be white. You've got twice as many guys lined up ready to suck you off or get pounded by you. Okay, Asian versus Grindr experiment, Asian white date. Another thing you notice is that there are many hot guys who are simply off limits to Asians. Here's one guy I tried to message as the Asian and didn't get very far. Gay love to use not my type excuse as cover for any number of prejudicial preferences. When I messaged the same dude as the white guy, and I instantly got cock shots, details on how much he wants to pound my ass and whether I can host.
Oh, wow.
And he has these screenshots here that in the article. It says pics. He sent in the hot, muscular, very fine looking Asian guy. Handsome, but not my type. Dude, sorry, dude. And then he messaged him as a white guy, and he said, what's up? Hey there. And then the guy sent him a bunch of cock shots and stuff and says, what kind of guys are you looking for? Cute bottom guys with muscles get me really hard. Can you host? And then he wrote in here in parentheses as a marker thing, as long as you're white. As a hot white guy, you can expect nearly 100% reply rate. In fact, you wind up with the problem that more guys are messaging you in a day than you can realistically sleep with in a month. This explains why, as a white guy, you can get away with being a complete douchebag. Why would you waste your time with anyone other than the cream of the crop? And why settle down when you have an endless stream of orgies? As an Asian, you can only hope to be so lucky and get the pleasure of a response. Just for fun, I sent a fellow Asian a message as the white guy, and he thought it was some kind of joke, like I was a white guy coming to the back of the bus. Hey, hi, into Asian men at all? Why you ask? Well, some guys just don't like Asian men.
Everyone has their preference.
So it was interesting. In conclusion, this guy that wrote the article says, if you're a hot white guy, keep on doing what you do best, being white. Hey. You've got it made until you reach your mid-40s, at which point you'll gradually get fat and ugly. Hey. But not to worry. You'll still have younger Asians flocking to you. No. If you're not white, the only real solution to this problem is to pray to God that you're born white the next
really?
Time.
Really?
There's an inherent bias against us, and you need to know, for all ingredients and purposes, you have no realistic chance of dating a hot white guy your own age. Change the mentality of a whole community doesn't happen overnight, and it certainly won't happen in your generation.
You know what? If you're around the communities that I've been, it's been, you know, that you've been around too. You've seen people with you've been around with Asians also. I mean, I don't know. I believe that it's in my world. There is a big truth about what he said about the white guy is older than the Asian guy, and what is it? The Asian guy is definitely more attractive than the white guy. Wow!
So in most cases, yes.
In most cases,
they're some of them about the same, but
yeah. So yeah, in my circle of friends, it has always been. A good number of Asians for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's different if it's
different cities. But how many gay Asian on Asian relationships do you know?
You know what? In my history here in Houston, only one. One only. And he lived in Houston, and his boyfriend was in Austin. No, San Antonio. And he would go back and forth. And he was the ultimate sticky rice. Mm-hmm. And that, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I find it weird. Yeah. I find it weird. Well, there's a sticky rice among my friends.
Yeah. Well, in my past experience with the slanty-eyed devils is that if you look like the hot Asian guy in this picture, you wouldn't talk to me. Or if you did, you'd want to hook up and that would be it. You wouldn't want a relationship. You just want to be on a fuck fest.
Okay.
And that's what I noticed about, which I guess white guys are the same way. If they're hot enough, they just want to be whores, so.
Yep.
I don't think that's always the case, but in my experience, it's kind of where it was back in the day.
Yep. Interesting article, Ray.
Yes.
Wow.
But it was an interesting experiment. And we don't know exactly all the basis. I mean, I'm sure he didn't keep detailed notes about responses and stuff, but it is an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Now, I wonder if chasers out there that watch the show, if y'all get the same response. Because I always hear the chasers, they only want bear on bear action. They don't want to date a chaser.
Yeah, actually,
and in my experience, the chases have always been in demand, and it was like slim pickings for the bears that did like chasers.
Mm-hmm.
But you always hear the chasers say, "Well, he's a bear; he only likes other bears."
No,
so it'd be interesting to see if a chaser did that. If they did a profile as a bear and a profile as a hot chaser, which would get more responses?
I found out about that in Chicago. There's a lot of bear for bear there, and I don't know. I heard that being a chaser there is. It's not very good. That's what I heard many years ago. I don't know if it's true. Devin, is that true? Anyway, so I was just wondering if there are other cities. I'm sure Dallas. Dallas is a big bear for bear city also, right? Here in Houston is very diverse. That I can tell. Lots of, chaser and bear couples. Yeah, so interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So let us know. What do y'all think?
Yeah, let us know. Next geek is actually fresh from today, I guess. It skipped a number even. Microsoft's next OS is Windows 10. It will ship later in 2015. A 9 was being advertised a couple of weeks ago. I've been seeing some pictures about it, some articles about Windows 9, but I guess they just jumped to 10. It's for marketing purposes, maybe.
Maybe 9 was just so bad they had to redo it in 10.
Well, 8 is bad already. 8.1 was pretty much a patch for 8. They attempted 9 to fix what 8.1 couldn't give. But then that didn't go public. It didn't even go beta. It went beta, I think, 9. So now they're just planning to have Windows 10 next year. Just to go back. Okay, so here's the article. Instead of announcing the next version of its iconic operating system in front of a massive crowd of thousands, Microsoft chose an intimate venue with 50 or so reporters to launch the new Windows, which they're calling Windows 10. Just a lame name, I think. So the company looks at the new number. Yes, it skipped a number. And as an indication at the direction it's taking with the OS, Microsoft says it'll be the most comprehensive platform ever, featuring a full range of products that'll be placed under the Windows 10 umbrella as part of one tailored experience. Yeah, good luck with that. That means it will support everything from the Internet of Things to enterprise servers, taking advantage of responsive design. Microsoft's Joe Belfiore showed off an early beta version of the new Windows on stage, which looks very much like the leaked screenshots we saw not too long ago. So Belfiore says that the company wanted to bring the familiarity of Windows 7 and combine it with the functionality of Windows 8. So there are some functions in Windows 8 and mostly Windows 7. You're using Windows 7 right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, I use Windows 7 too for work. And I have an installation here somewhere in one of my computers here. And it's not bad. I mean, it's still good. Windows 7 is really good.
Yeah.
It's just that their attempts for Windows 8 is just really lame. I haven't broken down to upgrade any of my machines to 8, to 8.1 or whatever. But have you tried 8.1 at all?
I played around on some other people's computers, but no, not as an operating system. It seemed kind of be a pain in the butt. Some people though that got it that I thought would have problems with it seem to be doing okay with it because
yeah,
it's a bunch of tiles. So
yeah,
the interesting thing is going to Office to the next version of Office from 2008 to what was it
2013?
2013.
I think that's Office, the latest right now.
Which was kind of a change for some stuff. So, but most of my Office
that's a big jump.
Yeah, I mean most of our stuff is. I mean only like maybe 20 people in our company have Office 2013 and everybody else is on 2010 or 2008. So,
yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Windows 10 next year. We'll wait for it. I'll probably break down and install a new one just for that. I mean, install it to a new machine. Maybe we'll see.
Well, you probably have to new machine. Have to have a new machine with more memory, more processing speed to run it.
Well, I guess mine is okay. It would run it, but at this point, I think it's becoming slow, but
sounds
still
like
working.
A new computer right now.
A new computer? Maybe, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll build a new one.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, on to Bazaar. I saw this today, and I was kind of laughing my ass off, but, or actually, this happened the other day, and my question is, where was the air traffic police?
Okay.
In all of this?
All right.
Virgin not friendly to masturbating passenger. So, passenger decides to masturbate on a plane.
Oh, Virgin the airline.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it's a real Virgin. Okay.
A passenger decided to take matters and himself into his own hands Monday on a flight from Boston to Los Angeles. Reports say the man was touching himself inappropriately, pacing the aisle, and then tried to open the exit door while the plane was in flight.
What?
Not sure what was worse, having a passenger masturbating on the plane and trying to open the door or landing in Omaha, Nebraska. Of course, the passenger did a lot more than trying to enjoy his own company. Trying to open the door definitely led to the emergency landing. The passenger was taken to a local hospital, but the police report noted he had already had a hospital bracelet on even before he was detained.
Okay.
Passengers reported praised Virgin American staff for their handling of the incident. Luckily, there are a couple off-duty Boston police officers on board to assist.
Wow, interesting.
So
he's a crazy guy all along.
So crazy guy masturbating on a plane. But I think I've been on flights before and seen people fooling around with each other.
Really?
They'd like have a coat or a blanket over, and it just something just looked weird.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Really? Do you think they're together when they rode the plane?
I don't know.
Just met each other there?
I don't know.
You know what? That's really, that's really,
and I still haven't figured out how somebody does the Mile High Club. Especially on the planes I fly. Maybe I'm just not on a big enough plane. Because on the planes I fly, there's always a damn stewardess standing back there by the bathroom 90% of the time. And you can only fit one of my big fat ass up in there. So that's getting two in there to do
you
it.
You know what? What's funny? When I rode the plane both planes actually, from Houston to Hawaii, and from Hawaii to Guam, they do have a big handicap one. And I learned from a flight attendant friend that there's a way to there are two of them, right? They're two side by side. There's a way to open the door in between. It becomes even bigger. And if they know someone or possibly just a flight attendant also who's in on it, yeah, they can easily open it up and they have more space. So they close both doors, of course. They close both doors, open the middle, and then they have... And then when they're done, they do the same thing. One leaves on the other, the one leaves the other. No one would know. It's just like they're in the bathroom for 10 minutes or longer.
Last week we determined big boys only take 7, so smaller boys take 5.
Oh, that's right.
So
7 minutes more, actually.
Yeah.
7 minutes more than twin counterparts.
Yeah.
Is it interesting?
So that was pretty, yeah. So what experiences have y'all had on flights? I had a friend tell me that he sat down, the guy sat down next to him, and they were on a late night flight, and you know, they used to hand out blankets and stuff, and he had a blanket out and said the guy next to him woke him up reaching up playing with his crotch.
Oh, was he hot though?
I don't know.
Wait, so the guy was beside the guy.
Friend was sitting here, and the guy was sitting here, and apparently he got one of the blankets laid down. The guy slid his hand up under the blanket and was playing with his crotch while he was sleeping.
Oh, okay.
And the friend thought that he was cute enough to try to play with him, but they couldn't ever get it to work out because of the way the seats were or something.
Oh. Well, that's sad. That's a sad... They could have joined the Mile High Club. Do you think... So what constitutes Mile High Club actual sex?
I think actual sex, yeah.
But how about, you know, oral sex? That's still Mile High Club,
I don't think so. I think you got to have actual anal penetration or vaginal penetration.
Then that's okay.
Yeah.
So it's just Mile High Club. Oh. How do you call that then? It's Half Mile Club. No kidding. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, so interesting article, Ray.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess that's it for the show. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. And okay, so that's it. Thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you'd like to call us and leave us a voice message to play on the show or just say hi, please call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us, leave us a voicemail, talk to about an article that we've talked about, and we'll share it on the show.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can call also if you went to bear tubing last weekend in your bronchitis, give us a call. Let us know what happened. If there's any drama that happened.
That's right. Ooh, besides y'all getting drama. Rained on.
Yeah. Was it the rain? Okay.
I got rained on.
Okay. So, yes.
But the after pool party at the hotel looked a lot like Bear Watch to me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Fun. Okay. So, subscribe via iTunes also and subscribe through via Vimeo and YouTube also. You can listen to the show on Bear Radio Network, also on Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you everyone for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many woofs and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. Podcast your ass.